Hello, my name is Erin Wagner, and I am a candidate for ordained ministry as a deacon out of the North Central District in the Florida Conference. But for now, I'm finishing up my Master's of Divinity in Boston. And I would like to invite all of you to join me in this devotion on Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 is for all of us. For those who have witnessed and experienced what this past year has revealed, racism, violence, economic injustice, the unequal impact of a crushing pandemic, the reality of our own vulnerability, and just how delicately interconnected we truly are. Isaiah 58 is for those who have known the presence of these things all along, but never had enough air to breathe to even speak the words. For all those who have been speaking the words long before we got here, only to be silenced by the loudest voices in the tallest towers saying, "You don't belong here." Isaiah 58 is for you. In this passage, the prophet wields the words of the Lord in a scathing indictment of the hypocrisy of the people of God. In the 5 verses prior to where we enter today, Isaiah depicts an Israel that is confused and hurt by the withholding of God's favor. God speaks, "Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of their God. They ask, 'Why do we fast, but you do not see? We humble ourselves, but you do not notice.' And the Lord responds, 'Look, you only serve your interests on your fast day, and you oppress all your workers. Look, you only fast to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist.'" Our 21st century eyes do not have to look far to find the parallels in this 6th century BCE text. We have all witnessed, and even participated in, things that are cloaked in a practiced righteousness at the expense of the health and well-being and inclusion of the children of God. And yet, when we read this text together with a liberative lens, we know that God does not leave us in that shame. Our God is not a God that leaves us in our graves. We are not set to walk on our knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. Restoration is instead written into our bones. In Isaiah 58, God makes clear what God requires of us. "Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free." The Lenten journey that we are preparing to embark on, a season of fasting, of cleansing, of purifying, can be held in such a way that we uphold the commitments we share in our baptismal covenant as and to the body of Christ. We mourn and repent the times in which we have not resisted evil, injustice, and oppression. And this year we seek to fast in the ways that God has chosen. We work collectively to heal the wounds that are both newly made and those that have simply been uncovered in each other, that we may be called the repairers of broken walls and the restorers of streets with dwellings. We commit to living as if the kingdom has already come, because Isaiah 58 is for all of us. Let it be so.